Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. This podcast is taken from our sister site, Tomnihurich Gospel Leaflets and Tracts. Now, a few miles from the city centre of Inverness is the village of Croy. Now, it's in this village that an old woman with a remarkable story to tell lived back in the early 1800s, and few today will know the story. Now, it was said of this old woman, she was married and settled in the parish of Croy near Inverness and was one of the most eminent Christians of her day. She lived long and was greatly distinguished for her devotedness and fervency as a follower of the Lamb. Now, such was life's end for this woman. Now let me tell you of her life's beginning. She grew up in a remote part of the Isle of Skye. But as this young child grew, she became deeply impressed with the idea that God was not in her native isle. At the same time, she was overcome by the feeling that she must go in pursuit of him where he was to be found. It is recorded about the Isle of Skye at that period that few on the island could read the scriptures and scarcely any copies of the Bible were in their possession. Still more than in childish years, she slipped away from her family to begin her quest to find God. Travelling down through the island, she crossed over to the mainland. Once off the ferry, she began to ask people, where might she find God? As she travelled along the lonely and remote tracks, she met fellow travellers, called at solitary houses on the way, and was always asked the question that concerned her most of all, where might I find God? She received kindness mixed with pity. Each contact unwilling to interfere with the delusion under which they believed she laboured. Her family didn't make much effort to trace her, their opinion being that she was of unsound mind. Before moving on with her story, I ask you to consider. If you were a fellow traveller and approached with the question, where can I find God, how would you answer? Do you know God and how to find him? Not just in your head, but in your heart. In other words, do you know God personally? Eventually, our young friend arrived in Inverness. She stopped a woman in the street and asked her question. I am come from Skye, where God is not. Can you tell me where I shall find him? Now, the woman spoke with her, and after talking for a while, was struck not with the unusual nature of the question, but with the deep-toned earnest and solemnity of her manner. This woman offered her hospitality and took our inquirer home. The following day, being the Sunday, her benefactor took her to the house of God, where she could hear the word of God preached and the Holy Scriptures explained. For the first time in her young life, the gospel of God was declared to her. It entered her soul. She was an awakened sinner and soon became a happy convert. This was not a childish thing. What she found lasted all her days. She saw and followed the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world for the rest of her days. Let me bring a few practical thoughts to you about this young girl of little more than childish years. She knew there was a lack in her life, and that lack was God. She would have asked her parents, her other family members, her neighbours, even others she met, but none could help. Probably they just replied to her, "Oh, be quiet, child, don't bother yourself with such things as that." But she did bother, and put her heart and soul into searching for God. When your heart tells you have need to know God, does your mind tell you to be quiet and not be so foolish? You mention to your family, friends, that you need God in your life. They'll often laugh, smile, even sympathise. But mainly the reaction will be like that which our inquirer met when she asked the question, where can I find God? Some may even think that you are unsound in mind, just as they did with our young inquirer. Be like her. Keep asking. Keep looking. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If this is your case, then the following may help you in your search to know God. Begin by reading the Bible, perhaps in the Gospels. The Bible is the word of the living God to men and women. It tells us that we find and know God through Jesus alone. Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father, that's God, but by me. He also said, I and my Father are one. And again, ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Plain words, but is this not even plainer? All things are delivered to me, and no man knoweth who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. To find God, first find the Son, and God the Father will be revealed. Fine. But how do I find the Son? Christ said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And again, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Christ says even more, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Reader, listener, wherever there is a soul that wants Christ in this way, he comes at once. The Apostle Paul confirms this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our young friend found God through Christ. God in Christ led her through her life, over the chasm of death and into eternity with himself. What God did for her, he can do for you. Amen.